you know, during camp today, you guys, when you got in the red zone, played a lot of man-to-man, like man-free, you know, and I saw you move into the slot a little bit and played a little bit in there. You feel comfortable in there as opposed to being outside?
Slot is just, you got to really take off something. Outside, is kind of, you can kind of play a little head up, certain routes, or outside or inside, but slot, you really have to take away one thing and just say, okay, I'm not getting beat on any inside route. And just,
that's why I say, you see, coach told you to sit down. You sat and made a lot of plays with that. Do you also see yourself, you know, you and Brooks on the same side? They look pretty good on the side.
Whoever coach wants me to play, I'll play. Sometimes me and Brooks on the same side. Sometimes he's opposite of me. So
you play both sides also?
It doesn't matter, left or right. So whatever corner he tells me to go in for, if it's the left corner or the right corner, that's why I'll play.
You mentioned you guys aren't bumping a lot yet, but it seems like you've been able to a little bit.
A few times, coach, when we got out of the huddle, coach was like, press him this one, and we'll get up and press him. But mostly we're all off. But every few once in a while, Coach Corey will look at us and he'll be like, now, and we'll know this is the coverage he wants to press in.
Obviously, you have some size. I mean, how big a part of your game is that bumping?
It's big. I like being at the line scrimmage. That's where I'm more comfortable at. And it gives me an advantage to mess up timing using my arms.
So. You mentioned it yesterday about showing the coaches what you've learned through rookie camp, OTAs, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Coach Schwartz was talking today about how with the young corners, there's going to be mistakes out there.
Definitely.
How important is it to not let that get in your head and just really realize that this whole thing is a process?
I mean, as a corner, you know you're going to get beat. You're going to give up catches, so it's kind of short-term memory. And then being a young one, rookie, you don't really know everything and what the game brings from the NFL. So you got to know you're going to mess up or – especially, you got coaches there. Carson Wentz is here, so I mean, he know what he's doing. I mean, he done played a year under his belt. Where, okay, I done seen real NFL defenses, and we're just rookies, so he knows what to do. So we're gonna mess up and give up some plays. We just gotta bounce back and try not to make the same mistake again.
Seems like you and Matt Collins are having like a nice friendly competition out there. You look forward to that kind of?
Oh yeah, me and Matt, we like the competition. We always want to go at each other. That time he see me on the side, he be like, "Oh, let's go soon." And I be like, "Yeah, I'm ready." And we just want to compete and make some plays.
When it comes to physical play, lots of other corners have said that what they want to do is try to test the refs or find out what they can get away with early. Is that something that you guys talk about in terms of?
Definitely. You definitely want to grab a little bit or maybe touch them a few more yards after five and just see what the ref will say. And if he comes back to you at the end, like, oh, you're a little grabby, now you know, okay, this is how he's going to call the game for the rest of the game. And you play on how that goes. But if he lets you, then you know, okay, he's going to let me play. So you just play ball.
So. Is it like having Brooks here during this part of the process? A lot of rookies here, but having a veteran like him here during this part of camp?
Just energy. We kind of come out a little flat. Brooksy, when he come in 6 o'clock in the morning. He's running around here jumping, loud music. He's just an energy guy, and he's also a vet. So he understands the game really well and teaches it to us with him.
So your condition, you look like you're in a lot better condition than a lot of people here at camp, man. Did you do anything to prepare yourself leading up to now because you knew it was going to be this way?
Just a lot of running. I mean, as a corner, you got to be able to run all day, so I try to do everything running, a lot of distance things, a lot of speed stuff, just to stay in shape.